Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the April 17th, 2024 Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. We'll begin tonight with our call to order. Scott, can you give us the establishment of quorum, please?
Yep. Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudill. You do have quorum.
All right. Excellent. And Scott, can you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the April 17th, 2024 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission and the Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case as Exhibit C, Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D, and the Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files as Exhibit E for all the cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. So our governing statutes are: the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, so with our review and actions, Board, have you had an opportunity to go over the February 21st meeting minutes? And if so, do we have a motion on those minutes?
I've reviewed, don't have any changes. I would move to approve them in their current form.
Okay.
I'd second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Now we're going to swear in the board members and the speakers for tonight. So if you plan to speak tonight, if you stand, raise your right hand, please.
Board members, too?
Nope, just...
Oh, so you can swear in board members.
Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Sorry. All right, do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll begin tonight with 2024-003V.
Because this is a property that's located at 500 and 528 Briggs Road, Walnut Shade. So Noah and Hannah Prelu are seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Article 9, Subdivision Design Criteria, Section 3, which are the lots, Table 1 in the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. A subdivision of parcel using an on-site septic system must be 2 acres or greater in size. The applicant is requesting a variance for the ability to subdivide the 3.75-acre parcel into two parcels, one approximately 0.33 acres in size and the other 3.42 acres in size. As per the assessor's information, subject property is approximately 3.75 acres in size, with a single-family home and a modular home located on the property. Property is served by a shared well for water and on-site septic systems for wastewater. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request, then that should be 24-003B. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a lot size variance of 0.33 acre from Article 9, Section 3, Table 1, lot size required of no smaller than 2 acres for parcel with septic for wastewater, allowing the applicant to subdivide the 3.75 acre parcel into two parcels, one approximately 0.33 acre and one approximately 3.42 acres in size. Two, the recording of a minor subdivision plat is required for the subdivision of the parcel. Three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County subdivision regulations. So, turning our attention to the map, of course, this long streak is Highway 65. This is where 176 comes out on the north end. And the entrance to that is Briggs Road, which is right here off 176. You turn south. Going down Briggs Road. Everybody has a feeling where we're at. Here's the subject parcel. So this shows the approximate, I think it was in your packet that's provided by the applicant. Just some photos. Of course, we have a modular here, and that's that first photo. Just shows the home. Staying in the same location, just looking back north on Briggs Road, give you a feel for the area. Same location, just turned and took a photo of the single family home. And then looking back to the south. And then I went south end of the parcel, looking back to the north. And just a couple other photos. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Good evening. Thanks for allowing me to, I know last meeting you guys moved it to this meeting, so I appreciate you guys being flexible with me. My wife and I...
Can you state your name real quick?
Oh, my name's Noah Prallo.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah. My wife and I own this property. Her aunt and uncle built an ADU, that's the small mobile home there, a couple years back. Their hope was just to retire there. They were in good health and everything. And then my wife's aunt had kidney failure, where she went into dialysis and just all this treatment and the medical bills stacked up. And then the anti-rejection meds for the kidney transplant are really expensive. And so now they're wanting to access the equity that they put into building the house as an ADU on the property, but they can't do that unless it's on its own parcel in their name. So we're just wanting to split it, just a little third of an acre there, so they can put it in their name and then go to a bank to get access to that money. It's already got a 911 address. There's already a separate septic field that would be fully contained in that third-acre lot. There's already a driveway. Really nothing on the merits or substantially would be changed. Like, there's no more building, anything like that. It's all there already. It's just literally being able to put it in their name so they can access the money that they didn't think they were ever going to have to access. They were just going to retire and ride off into the sunset and then just leave an ADU on our property for us. But now, obviously, circumstances have changed. So.
So, and just to make sure we're clear, it has its own septic currently.
It already does. Yeah, right behind the modular or the mobile there.
So it's only thing
on
shared,
its own septic.
The only thing shared is the well then, right?
Yep, the well is shared. It's actually between three houses. So our house, theirs, and then our next door neighbor on the to the south. Okay. We're all on a shared well.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a written well agreement?
There is. I haven't looked at it since purchasing the property, but yeah.
Is that a conventional septic system?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How many bedrooms are in that house?
Which house are you talking
about?
The
modular.
It's just a one bedroom.
Just one bedroom.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
And how did you arrive at the amount of property to go with the modular?
Sure. So my wife and I, obviously we have plans for being able to put like trails and tree houses and walking paths and stuff like that on the back part of our property. And we didn't want to take any of that away from us being able to use it if they ever had to sell the property or anything like that. So we wanted to retain as much property with our house as we could.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
And the total acreage is 3.75. That's
the whole
combined.
Lot.
That's all the property with both homes.
Yep. The whole blue outline there is 3.75.
Would this have to go through a different process as far as the sewer folks are concerned?
That's all based on the soils evaluation. So whatever the soil evaluation comes out, that's the type of system they'd have to put in.
But they, because it already is existing, if we grant this, will they also have to go and have anything else done? Or would, after this process, if we were to grant this, then we're going to wind up with a one-bedroom building with its own separate system or sewer system?
Which is what it is currently. I mean, there's no change.
It's already set.
And that system is based off of soils evaluation, so it matches the number of bedrooms the unit is.
So it already has...
Be the same unit if it's on 10 acres or 2 acres or half acre, yeah.
And it was permitted, though, right?
What's that?
This was a permitted sewer put in with the building, or do we know that?
Yes, we had to have a septic permit. Okay. Correct. And it should have been in your packet, too.
Oh, okay.
Now, it might not have been, but...
My concern would be at some point in time, someone other than your family, you or your aunt and uncle, will buy this property. And do they have enough area to have a septic? And they certainly couldn't have a well if there's not a well agreement in place. That could leave someone buying the property with the inability to use it as a home.
That was kind of one of the point I was driving at, is if, you know, in the future, this winds up,
it seems
would it be a viable home? Could it be sold to somebody?
It certainly wouldn't be without water.
So, I mean, here's the drawing that matches his, probably not just exact, but pretty close. So it shows that lateral field. Mm-hmm. So he's encompassed everything that's currently with the house except the water. And like Corey said, that's a real estate transaction agreement.
Yeah. Doesn't necessarily impact us or our decision, but you're right. I had the same thought. But I'll tell you, if their goal is to get a loan on this, a lender's going to say, we want to see a well agreement to make sure that it's on a well agreement. Otherwise, you just cut off and there's no water and it decreases the value of the house. So I'm sure they'll figure that out on their own.
Yeah, which doesn't really pertain.
I've known people that bought a home without water.
Yeah. Been there.
I would say you can see the well house. It's on our property. It's that little building down at the bottom there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott, I do see the permit in here. It was permitted, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But that doesn't affect the decision that we would make. If it's viable, there's water going through it now and then.
Well, I think I think some type of legal agreement that shows it would have